What's up, everyone? Howard Pinsky here, taking a look at the new export options in Photoshop CC 2015. Yeah, I know it's not a very sexy feature, but it can definitely help in your workflow, especially if you're designing for web or mobile. Let's hop into Photoshop and show you how it works. All right, here we are in Adobe Photoshop CC 2015 with a few examples on how the new export options can improve your workflow. Let's start off with artboard integration. This document contains a few artboards with various mockups from my website, which I may want to export for presentation purposes. Under the File Export menu, you'll find the new Export As option, which can also be accessed using the same shortcut as Save for Web, but using the W key instead of the S key. When the Export As window opens, you'll first notice that each artboard can be exported as separate images, and clicking on each of them will let you alter the file settings individually. Choose from PNGs, GIFs, JPEGs, or even SVGs. Hitting the Export button will let you choose a folder to save the images. Next, in addition to exporting individual artboards, you can now quickly export individual layers or groups right from the Layers panel. Hopping over to this UI kit that's available to download for free on iceflowstudios.com, let's say I wanted to export the tags and the audio buttons. Selecting the groups that contain the layers of each icon, I can now right-click on any of them and choose either Export As or Quick Export. Just like in the last example, Export As will open up the dialog box that will allow you to customize the file settings for each individual icon. But if you're looking to quickly export all icons with the same settings, there's actually a much quicker way. Right-clicking on either of the groups again, I can now choose to quickly export them all as a PNG. Or if you'd prefer to quickly export as a different type of file, you can set your export preferences back under the File Export menu. Let's take a look at one more benefit. Over here, I have the document for the large slider images on my website. This particular image is 2,000 pixels wide. Traditionally, because I'm using these for the web, I'd use Save for Web, Command or Control, Option or Alt, Shift, and S. But you'll notice that at 100% quality, we're dealing with a 1 megabyte image. And in order to give my viewers a decent experience, I'd have to bring down the quality to around 50%, maybe even lower, which introduces some artifacts. But now in Photoshop CC 2015, I can use Export As instead. The new engine strips out unneeded metadata and color profiles, leaving us with much smaller file sizes. The same image at 100% quality is now 500 kilobytes, half of what it was when using Save for Web. And turning down the quality just a touch will further reduce the file size and keep the image looking nice and crispy. And that will do it. I hope you guys are enjoying the new updates to Adobe Photoshop CC 2015 and all the other Creative Cloud apps that just received updates. If you're a Creative Cloud member, the updates are available to you right now. And if you're looking to learn any of these applications, from Photoshop to After Effects to Illustrator, from start to finish, beginner to advanced, head on over to lynda.com/Howard. I'm hooking you guys up with a 10-day completely free trial. You can watch thousands upon thousands of videos from some of the world's best instructors. And I guarantee you, from personal experience, you will learn a ton. I've been using Lynda for about 4 years now, and I've learned so much, not just in Photoshop, but Microsoft Excel. I learned on lynda.com. Believe it or not, I did. So head on over to lynda.com/Howard, sign up for your 10-day free trial, and I'll see you guys in my next video. Take care.